heyboo.fm/2016boardofdirectors, or stop by the station and pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is October 15th. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to our community, and want to carry forward KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. KBOO needs you. Apply today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, Space is the Place, showing Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Space is the Place is an Afrofuturist science fiction classic film released in 1974. Sun Ra, space age prophet, philosopher and Afro jazz bandleader, lands his spaceship in Oakland, expanding the cosmic consciousness of African Americans. Again, that's Space is the Place, Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of your homepage under Community Events. Thank you.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, October 5th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. You know, every day I thank all of you out there listening, of course, but especially thanks to those who became members or renewed their membership, bought a membership as a gift for someone that they love, or maybe they bought a membership for someone that they loathe and can't stand, that needs a wake-up call. Whatever reasons that you have for becoming a member of KBOO, we are so glad that those reasons are important to you. They're certainly important to us because they make it possible for us to bring you the type of programming that you hear all day, every day, all night, every night on KBOO. Thanks, members. Weather today for around Cascadia, we're looking at a few showers, lows around 54, and south wind 14 miles per hour, gusty up to 21. It's a lovely breezy autumn day, and could get even a thunderstorm or two in there. For tomorrow, showers with thunderstorms also possible, high 61, south winds 8 to 13. Again, could see some gusts up to 20 miles per hour, especially in the gorge. And for tomorrow night, a slight chance of showers, mainly early on, and lows around 51, chilly out there, and wind dropping off. That's about it for Cascadia's weather. We're going to be speaking today with Jordan Figueredo. You may remember Jordan from during the membership drive. Jordan was our guest, and you were invited to call in. Jordan is launched websites, Facebook pages, and very active, lively Twitter conversations around the theme of love the ugly. We waste, as Americans, we waste an extraordinary amount of food. One figure puts it at 35%. The higher figures are around 50% when we're talking about produce. Because you know what? Even people who swear that they are down with the organic food thing, they only buy organic. Well, they only buy things that say organic on them, that have little stickers printed organic on them. They only buy things that say they're organic and are perfect. They are indistinguishable from Safeway produce. Not a spot on them. Well, one way or another, that stuff is grown outside. And outside, there's lots of creatures that need to eat. And they will go after the produce and they will make their mark on our economy one way or another. They make their mark on the economy by making a mark on the produce, which even the devout organic sympathizers are going to look at and they're going to say, I won't buy that. They may not say it out loud, they certainly won't, but they're going to avoid stuff. If they think it's got some kind of spot, you know, like maybe a worm or a tiny bit of like apple scab, all those things, if you don't like it, don't eat it. Simple as that. Also, if a worm won't eat it, then why would you, considering some of the things that worms do eat? That said, we are still waiting. Jordan Figueredo is a teacher, and he joined us at the mercy of his schedule. So we may be waiting just a few moments more to speak with him. And while we're doing that, some introduction is indeed, I think, merited in this case, because so few people are truly aware of how much food is wasted by decisions that are made, and oftentimes subconsciously. People are simply not aware, so conditioned to look for enormous, unnaturally sizes and colors not seen in nature. This weird food is enormous, it's spotless, it looks like it's polished with wax. It is polished with wax. And at the expense of small farms, family farms who do not spray, your only guarantee that produce is really organic, your only guarantee, the only way that you can actually tell this stuff was grown without sprays or without any sort of chemical intervention is look at it. Does it have a spot on it? Does it have a blemish? Does it have some sign that it grew in a habitat that included other life besides itself, that it was not grown in a sterile monoculture? Look for those spots and blemishes. That's how you know. That is your only real seal on it, that only real guarantee that is really organic. So if people, that alone, that change in awareness, that change in behavior, that conscious change, that's what's so important, is conscious change. If people were able to make that conscious change, what would save an enormous, first off, enormous amount of produce, we wouldn't have the hunger issues that we have. And we wouldn't have family farms being put out of business one after another by organic agribusinesses. I certainly could name a few in this area. Should I? Anyway, yeah, they're all over the place. And you see the results in every organic food. So you see them in organic co-ops. It's all over the place. There's organic on it. And that means it's sprayed with organic sprays. Hallelujah. That doesn't help. I don't want to eat organic sprays. I don't want to eat any kind of chemicals because I know that plants can make some pretty dangerous chemicals. That said, we are waiting for Jordan to join us. There are many other ideas that have been generated there by this movement to actively make those conscious choices to support small family farms and before they're gone completely. And to make that conscious choice to buy produce that you can tell has been actually grown outside and not in a sterile environment. It's at the Ugly Fruit and Veg Campaign, and you can join a hashtag fun activism to fight wasted food around the world. This is a movement that is global now, because people are beginning to realize that as we run out of water, as we have depleted, we've reached peak soil, and more and more people are going hungry. There is absolutely no need, none whatsoever. We grow way more food than we even require, but we don't eat it because it's got a spot on it. Fancy that. How foolish is that? We also today we're going to be speaking with Lana Jack. Lana has got some enormous breaking news about a coming change to the face of Celilo Village, which is kind of a faked up. What can we call it? It is no neon, but it's somewhat Disneyfied village that you'll know you're there because you'll see a gigantic wooden sign along Highway 84 that informs you that you are entering an a genuine Indian village. So that said, we want to move right on to what's up on the Smog Block. We're going to be talking again with Steve Horn, Trump's energy transition team's head, is a lobbyist for Noble Energy, Koch Industry, Encana Oil and Gas. The list goes on. Halliburton, Devon Energy, and others. His name is Mike Catanzaro. He's a former staffer, and he's a climate change denier himself. Staffer for Senator John Boehner. No kidding. I'm not kidding. And wait for it, James Inhofe. Right, the man himself, Mr. Climate Denier. Anyway, this Mike Catanzaro has lobbied against the Clean Power Plan, lobbied for increased drilling on public lands, more on public lands and drilling in just a moment. He's against emissions regulations for drilling onshore and offshore wells on public lands. This is what we're talking about. This is what a Trump America would look like. Everything privatized. I mean, everything. He is going to come out of this owing corporations a lot, and a lot in terms of money, a lot in terms of power, and he is going to settle those debts by handing out wholesale every single public entity in this country to corporations, privatize literally everything that's left in this country and in other countries as well, because he in the ruins of Afghanistan, of Iraq, of Syria, out of those ruins, the plan is, of course, to build the ultimate privatized capitalist nation that is entirely and absolutely under the thumb of America. Nothing before, nothing since. So, Koch Industries and the fracking lobbyist Mike Catanzaro, that's going to be Trump's energy team. Right now, actually, Catanzaro is a partner in the lobbying firm for CGCN. And his clients include, of course, many of the above mentioned. Noble Energy, the Executive Vice President Chip Reimer. He is also on the board of directors for Colorado Oil and Gas Association. He recently was at a private meeting between Colorado's fracking industry executive and Trump in Denver. Beyond oil and gas issues, Catanzaro also lobbies against Obama's Clean Power Plan. And the list goes on. It's not only Devon connection to the Trump campaign. Larry Nichols, Devon's co-founder and the board of directors, chairman emeritus, he also serves as a Trump energy. It's just, the list goes on. This is all from the Desmog blog, where it was reported that Trump's prospective Secretary of Energy, hydraulic fracking baron, is the hydraulic fracking baron. And again, wait for it. Yes, indeed. It's none other than Harold Hamm, founder and CEO of Continental Resources. If you look at every instance where public lands, where tribal lands have been desecrated, you will find these names coming up time and again, time and again. And if you think that the Standing Rock Sioux have a problem with the Dakota Access Pipeline, that is just the tip of the iceberg. And the iceberg, as we all know, is melting fast. That said, we got this from out of Utah. For the first time in more than 100 years, the federal government could steal fragile, sacred land from Native American tribes there and hand it over to the fossil fuel industry. Utah Republican Representatives Rob Bishop, remember the name, Rob Bishop, and Jason Chavez. Also, in the lineup of the usual suspects, we've got Senator Mike Lee. Recently, a bill was introduced in the late great state of Utah that would strip away protections for I shudder just saying this number. It's 100,000 acres of Utah tribal lands to allow for oil drill. They need 100,000 acres to drill for oil and take a look for and look around for some uranium to build what? Oh, I guess that would be to enhance America's nuclear arsenals, which Donald Trump feels require a little bit of propping up. The bill also prevents Obama from designating 18 million acres of unprotected land that Bears Ears as a national monument, which Obama is set to do before he leaves office. The legislation is a massive giveaway to the oil and mining industry, and it is a direct face-on attack against indigenous people who've lived on the land for more than 11,000 years. That's true. The legislation is another attempt by Representative Bishop to advance his campaign against the Antiquities Act. That's the we talked about the Antiquities Act when we were talking about the Malheur occupation. And that law allows the president to designate land national monument. Okay, bang, we're out of time. And we're also apparently out of guests. So this has been Cascadia for Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. Jack Shook engineered for us today. Thanks, Jack. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. And stay tuned. Here comes more of KBOO.
KBOO, good morning. It's 10:15. Coming up, Flashpoints is off today. We'll hear a program on gender bias and the 2016 election with Sarah Angervine, a professor of political science at Whittier College, and Emily Crockett, a journalist with Vox Media. Next.
KBOO Community Radio is proud sponsor of JT.